on television that they see.
These kind of shows are senseless, vile trash.
Many people tell me the show is pathetic, but when it comes on, I shake like a diabetic. TV tunes in and my brain tunes out, and it takes another week for me to fully calm down. Have a seat, unplug the phone, come on now, here we go. You got smacked upside your head, cause you're talking during the show. I stay glued to my TV till my brain is a sieve. If you bother me while this show's on, you might not live. I'm watching
Shock Park, Shock, Shock Park, Shock Park, Shock, Shock Park, Shock Park, Shock, Shock Park, Shock Park, Shock, Shock Park.
I wanna be a character in that little town with cut paper clothing and a face that's round and an ability that's cool, yes, they all can, without the use of their arms, still move their hands. I'll bet you half a penny that they're gonna kill Kenny. The hats and earmuffs that they wear is so trendy. They're so friendly. And Stan's gonna puke on Wendy. Now during the day, they all go to that school. The chef sings a song cause he's just so cool. I hope that they're all ready for the latest quiz. Mr. Garrison's not gay, but Stan's dog is. Now I'll tell you the easy truth. I love the little Caesar Utes. I wanna call up Jesus too. Yeah, I want the cheesy poofs. Psychotic turkeys tore the place apart. Terrence and Philip, all they do is fart. And Kyle's stupid mother tried to can the show, but then he met Mr. Hanky who said, Kenny gets killed then, cause back next week it's like he's being cloned by that mad scientist freak. But I don't understand why he wastes his time. He's not worth it cause he's only got one behind. And Cartman is still gaining weight. Eating appetizers, snacky cakes, cheesy poofs, beefcake. Stan's Uncle Jimbo hunts rabbit and fox. And his friend Ned has a cool voice box. As odd as it seems, Jesus fights for a cause. That's to beat the crap out of Santa Claus. And now they got toys on the shelf at KB and a home version of Kick the Baby. And if you try to change the channel while I'm watching the show, I'll So why do I watch the show? All the people in the town think I'm insane. After a hard day's work, the show provides quite a relief for my brain. Cause if I didn't, well then I'd just miss my next gig. And I would end up like that creature, Man Bear Pig. And he's from many years later and the haters abound, but it's a hit and still the best written show around. Even though we hardly see Dr. Mephisto or Kevin, and Chef is now up in Scientology heaven. They tackled every topic now for better or worse, from Jersey Shore to the biggest douche in the universe. They've even showed a cartoon of Muhammad the Prophet. I don't know what their plan is, but the movie that they made is now a favorite of mine. It's right up there with Backdoor Sluts 9. The funniest joke in the world was told by Jimmy, and the Lords of the Underworld rock thanks to Timmy. The Coon and Mysterion can help out, I suppose, when Professor Chaos tries to flood the world with a hose. Cartman Land is awesome, but we can't go with figures. And people who annoy you, of course, are known as naggers. Oh. I've been hooked on this show, and I'm never going to quit it. And it doesn't matter to me if The Simpsons did it. Now I drive a Prius and I eat through my butthole. But don't take my word for it, I'm a ginger, I have no soul. Now I'm from
Shock Park, Shock, Shock Park, 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 Shock Park, Shock, Shock Park. Please, Jesus,
leave me alone.
Remember, there are no stupid questions, just stupid people.
Star quarterback Stan Marsh. The fat kid, the big boned Eric Cartman. The little Jewish kid, Kyle Roslovsky.